The market is fixated on the upcoming Federal Reserve decision, and rightfully so, with so much hanging in the balance. In recent weeks, we've seen a lot more pressure from investors to force the Fed into a reconsideration of monetary policy, more well known as what has been labeled as a Fed pivot. On the one side, a slowdown in housing and some recent dovish Fed speak have helped to fuel the speculation around a Fed pivot. On the other side, ongoing upside pressure on inflation, job gains, and solid economic data overall argue for the Fed to ignore the will of the market and keep with its more hawkish-leaning higher-for-longer policy track. As far as today goes, the broad consensus is for another 75 basis point rate hike. So where we will see market reaction will more likely be around the Fed's accompanying tone and communication. The big questions here are how much will the Fed be looking to do in December, and just where exactly will the Fed slow down the pace of hikes. We won't be getting any new forecasts from the Fed today, so a lot of how the market reads things will be coming from the Fed chair's tone. Of course, any signs of a descent or adjustments to quantitative tightening will also have a major impact, but we don't think we'll get any disruptions from this front. According to the CME Group's FedWatch tool, the probability for a 75 basis point hike today sits at 90%. Looking out to December, the odds have come down for another 75 basis point hike and now sit at 51% in favor of a 50 basis point rate hike in December. We think this is where the needle will move today, meaning exactly how Powell's tone influences the odds for the December move. Given how much we've seen the market try to price in more dovishness of late, we now believe the balance of risk tilts back in favor of investors being let down and the Fed maintaining a more hawkish communication. If this plays out, look out for renewed downside pressure on stocks and a resurgence in dollar demand. Still, even in the event of a hawkish communication, absence of economic forecasts and the likelihood that the market will then need to see what comes of upcoming U.S. employment and inflation data could mitigate the impact of whatever fallout we do ultimately get from such a hawkish communication. On balance, we think the Fed may disappoint market expectations for a less hawkish message, leading to some risk-off flow in dollar demand, but maybe not too intense of a reaction with investors quickly turning attention to the upcoming jobs report and U.S. inflation read.